Three Men and a Baby was the top-grossing movie of 1987, and now the inevitable sequel has arrived. Film critic Owen Glaberman takes a look at Three Men and a Little Lady.
Three Men and a Baby was the blandest blockbuster of the 80s. Seeing Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg together in one movie was a little like sitting down to a course of mixed vegetables comprised of three varieties of squash. Then again, the collective flavorlessness of the three stars probably helped make the movie a hit. Without any major comic talent to get in the way, this story of three swinging bachelors learning to change diapers and become caring daddies could play as a soothing fantasy of domesticated macho. Selleck, Danson, and Guttenberg were perfectly likable. They just weren't very funny, and I was pretty much dreading the sequel. But Three Men and a Little Lady turns out to be a very pleasant comedy. Baby Mary has grown up into an adorable 5-year-old, and her actress mother, played by Nancy Travis, is now part of the household. At first, the filmmaker seems stuck for a gimmick. Trying to diffuse the fact that the one mommy and three daddies arrangement seems, well, a bit kinky, they indulge in much earnest dialogue about the character's needs. For a while, the movie plays like an unholy cross between Three's Company and 30-something.
If Mary and I hadn't moved in here and taken up your lives like this, you'd be in very different places by now.
We'd be married.
We'd be divorced. You've saved us a fortune.
You can joke all you want. But the bottom line is Mary needs a more normal environment. She's very confused right now, and to be honest, so am I.
All right. Okay. I'll live up to my responsibility. You want to marry me?
Jack, be serious.
I am being serious. We had a child together, for goodness sake. What do you say? Want to sleep on it?
She did that once before, Jack.
Hey, shut up.
Fortunately, all of this hand-wringing turns out to be an elaborate setup. Selleck, you see, has gone and fallen in love with Travis. The trouble is, he's too darn shy to admit it. When she scampers off to England with her director, taking Mary along, our three heroes follow, and the movie turns into an enjoyably broad clash of cultures farce. There's nothing much you haven't seen before. Selleck drives on the wrong side of the road, and the British characters are a collection of over-civilized lunatics. But director Emile Ardolino, who made Dirty Dancing, stages the routines with a likable zest. The gifted British actress Fiona Shaw has a small comic triumph, playing a frumpy boarding school proprietress who keeps lusting after Selleck.
Did I frighten you?
I was expecting Mary, that's all.
Ah, little Mary, yes. What a delightful, if somewhat, willful child. She'll make an excellent Pile 4 student.
She's going to your school?
Well, not immediately, no, but eventually.
I'm sorry, but she wouldn't like it.
What makes you say that?
Well, I just know, that's all. Boarding school is definitely not for her.
Tell me, are you always such a slave to your instincts?
Shaw, who played Daniel Day-Lewis's teacher in My Left Foot, keeps building up to her twittery $10 words as though they were incredibly erotic. It's performances like hers that help give the movie some comic style. What's more, there's something about playing Daddy that liberates Selleck. For once, he shakes the wood out of his acting. I don't want to overpraise Three Men and a Little Lady. It's obviously pure fluff. But it's also a much funnier movie than its predecessor.
Owen Glaberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.